Today we have Alea 7062. All right, Alea, we're going to start by introducing Jibo to you.
Okay.
If he's awake. Sometimes he takes a
nap. Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
Hi.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Alea.
That's an awesome name.
Thank you.
My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Wow.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Awesome. Thanks, Jibo. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer for me. Anyone you want. The blue one, good choice. All right, so the first game that we're gonna do, I'm gonna have you read the letter you see on the page, say the word on the picture, and then if you can think of another word that starts with that letter, that would be a bonus. All right, so what do we have here?
Apple. A. Apple. Alligator.
Good word.
B. Boy. Blueberry.
Ooh.
C. Cookies. Cat.
I like cats.
D. Duck. Did.
Oh, good.
E. Elephant. Ear.
Awesome.
F. Fish. Fun.
Oh.
G. Guitar. Going. H. House. Home. I. Ice. Iguana.
Iguana. Do you have an iguana?
No, I don't have any pets.
This is a good word.
J. Juice. Jump. K. Key. I can't think of anything.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think too right now. How about, it's like a little bear that eats.
Cub.
A cub? I was thinking koala.
Koala.
Yeah.
L. Leaf. Laugh.
Got it.
M. Monkey. The only word I can think about is mom.
Mom? That's a good word.
N. Nose. No.
Mm-hmm.
O. Orange. Octopus.
Good word.
P. Plate. Pet.
Mm-hmm.
Q. Quack.
Quarter? Good bird. It's tricky.
R. Red. Run.
Mm-hmm.
S. Spider. Spin. T. Table. Test.
Good.
U. Umbrella.
Something is, it's not over, it's
under.
Good.
V, vacuum. Van.
Mm.
W, watch, whale. X, x-ray.
There's only one word I can think of that starts with this letter. It's like an instrument.
Oh. Why can't I think of the name of it?
It's okay if you can't.
Yeah.
It's xylophone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only word I know.
Y. Yogurt. U. Z. Zebra. Zoom. Zoom.
Zoom? Good. Awesome job. You did
You're
so
doing an awesome job.
I think so too. You did that so well, so fast. Alright, you can go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. Wonderful. Okay, so for our next little game, I'm just gonna have you read the numbers that you see on this page, okay?
Okay.
I might try to trick you, so we'll see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20.
Oh, you were ready for that trick. I shouldn't have warned you. What do you think is going to be next?
The other number.
The other number?
The 25.
Mm-hmm.
30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200.
Mm-hmm. What do you think will be next?
300 or 400?
Mm-hmm.
500.
Those are both really good guesses, though.
Yeah. 1,000.
1,000, big number. All right, how are you with math?
Really good.
Really good? Oh, awesome. So you're gonna fly through this. Can you just read the equation and tell me the answer?
9 plus 7. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Very good.
18.
Yeah, what's 8, the- what
19
is?
Minus one. 18.
Yes. Very good. This is trickier. Do you know what
6? It's either. I can't think of the name of that.
Do you know what this is?
It's like a.
It's times.
Times.
Yeah, so you take
3
equals, so 6 3 times is 18.
18.
Do you know that one? It's divided by. So go ahead and read this for me and I'll tell you the answer.
2, 21 divided 3.
Mm-hmm.
By 3 equals.
It equals, how old did you say you were again?
7.
Well, there you go. That's the answer. You got it. Awesome job. You can hit another buzzer for me.
Great job.
Thanks, Jeebs. I'm going to turn him more toward you. Okay. I'm going to grab this for our next game, and I'm actually going to have you turn toward me a little bit. So this next one, I'm going to show you some pictures, and you'll get the hang of it really quick. So here we have one bell. Now we have two.
Two bells.
Two bells. Yes, perfect. Okay, so we're going to do that this whole time. So one,
okay.
Two.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Crib.
One crib.
Mm-hmm.
Two cribs.
Very good. This.
One.
It's called a pite.
One pite. Two pipes. One rock, two rocks.
Very good. This is called a foo.
One foo, two foos.
This
one.
Is, oh, it's called a kel.
One kel, two kels. One lamp.
We're going to call it a light today.
Okay. One light. Two lights. One.
This is a brib.
Brib. One brib. Two bribs.
This is called a yawk.
One yawk. Two yawks.
You're doing such a good job.
One shoe. Mm-hmm. Two shoes. One.
This is called a mip.
One mip. Two mips.
We're going to call this a smide.
One smide. Two smides.
Very good. We're going to call this a yag.
One yag. Two yags.
Good.
One peanut butter sandwich.
You're right. We're going to call it a snack.
One snack. Two snacks. One mug.
We'll call it a cup.
One cup. Two cups.
Very good.
One boat. Yeah. Toy boat.
Yeah, we're going to call it a ship today.
Okay. One ship. Two ships.
Very good.
One bag.
Bag. Yep.
One bag. Two bags.
Awesome. We're going to call this a skack.
One skack. Mm-hmm. Two skacks.
Yeah,
one slide.
Oh. Yes, okay, we're good. Okay.
One slide. Two slides.
This is called a dup.
One ga.
Dup with a P.
Dup.
Yeah.
One dup. Two dups.
Yep. Awesome. We're back to Belle. Very good job. Some silly words.
You're doing great.
Yes. Yeah, those are some silly words, I know. All right, for this next activity, Jibo's going to tell us what we're doing. Oh, go ahead and hit a buzzer for me. Now, Jibo, can you tell us what to do?
Jibo's thinking about it.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
All right, thanks, Jibo.
Look at the picture.
A lion riding.
What is this?
So, a lion riding in a boat with a little boy in a river by bugs, and fish are swimming, and there's flowers or leaves, and dragonflies, and there's a flower.
Yeah. Can you make up a story about this picture? Okay.
A lion was running and saw a boat, but didn't see the boy, so it jumped in, then it was going, and it was going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just paddled with their arms and then to shore.
And that's the story? That's a good story. Would you get in a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Because they're so big and that's a little boat.
That's true, it's a little boat. If it were a bigger boat, would you get in a boat with him?
Yeah.
Anything else about this picture?
And fish are swimming and they don't want to hit the fish, so they use their arms.
Mm-hmm.
The boy uses his arms to swim to shore.
Looking out for those little fish, huh? Awesome job.
What is this?
This boy wanted to be a pilot, so he started making paper airplanes to train him. And he wanted to do it, so he stacked a bunch of pillows on his bed and threw the paper airplane, then jumped on his bed like the plane was wrong. The plane was going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened the window so there could be a little wind to push it. And then he climbed up. Then he started jumping on it and throwing the paper airplanes. And he turned his toy plane on, and it started flying with the wind, too.
That's so good. I love that story. Oh, man. What do you think? So you think he wants to be a pilot when he gets older?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about his ceiling? Is that real life?
No. No.
Why not?
Because there can't be clouds in the room.
Yeah, that's true. He's using his imagination. Does your room look like this?
No. It's clean.
Yeah. Do you clean your room? Very good. All right. Anything else about this picture?
And his fish is worried that one of the paper airplanes is gonna go into the fish bowl.
Oh no.
So it's the bubbles in the water are saying, oh no.
You're so good at telling stories.
Thank you.
Very good. Is that all or anything else?
That's all.
Oh, okay.
Look at the picture.
This girl wants to be a scientist, so she got an octopus and did experiments on it. The octopus is trying to tear down everything while being in a bowl, but she's doing an experiment with a light bulb, and she's putting it on the electric desk. And seeing if it would turn on or not. And the octopus was worried because it was like, what if it shocks me? But she knew it wouldn't shock it because her desk just absorbs it and charges other stuff.
Oh.
The mouse was trying to hide under the shelf behind the books because it didn't want to get shocked either, those two. So they hid behind stuff and under stuff because they're plastic. Mm-hmm. Some of those book covers are plastic and that trash can is plastic, so it will not shock them.
That's so good. You're so smart. Man. All right. That's such a good story. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A scientist.
A scientist? What kind of science do you want to do?
Experiments.
Any specific experiments? Do you want to experiment on octopus?
No.
You know, what you're doing right now is science. Language is a science. So you're off to a great start. All right, anything else about this picture?
And the bottles with liquid in it, that she's making a cure for people that are scared of them. So she's combining those and hoping they'll work because they're gases.
Okay.
Their gases create a formula.
Oh my gosh. Where did you learn so much? First grade?
Second
grade? You're learning a lot. That's awesome. All right. Anything else about this?
No.
Okay. Last picture we have of these.
This girl wants to be a farmer. Mm-hmm. So, but she grew the world's biggest turnip by herself. And those snails were watching every single day. She plants all these turnips and she plants beets.
Mm-hmm.
She does it every day, and the animals watch every day, and the animals actually help
mm-hmm.
by going underground. It rains a lot, like, so they get a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes mud mm-hmm. so they can actually get some water.
Mm. How do you think this got so big?
She wished she wanted to be a farmer.
Yeah. A little bit of magic made that so big. Have you ever been to a farm?
Oh, me and my mom went to an apple orchard.
Really? When was that?
I was six.
Okay.
1 year ago. It was, where was it? Was it east or west?
East.
Yeah.
Did you pick a lot of apples?
Yes.
Yeah.
Enough to make an apple pie.
Oh my gosh. That sounds delicious. Yeah. Did you eat any apples when you were picking them?
No.
No. That sounds like so much fun. Maybe you're going to go back this year.
Maybe. I'm all shaking her head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Very cool. Anything else about this picture?
And this. And the snails went underground harvesting the dirt so it would grow bigger with that magic.
So cool. Awesome. Well, you can go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
You're doing an awesome job.
Awesome. Okay, do you like to read?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have you start with this page.
Okay. Every other week, Maya goes to the beauty shop to get her hair done. I love to go with her. She always goes after school at 4 o'clock
mm-hmm.
so I can go along. Miss Jen always does Mama's hair. Miss Jen has done Mama's hair since before I was born. Miss Jen is older than Mama and the two other ladies who work in the shop. The younger than are younger than Mama. I love to go to the shop with Mama because I like to listen to the stories Miss Jen tells. Miss Jen is so funny. I just love to laugh with the ladies in the beauty shop. One day, while Mrs. Jen was going to Mama's, hair was telling her it's done. Everyone was listening. Miss Jen said, and the next thing you know, before I got dressed for the birthday party, that silly dog ate the whole chicken, like, bone,
yep.
And also, then he ran out of the house, and I had to chase after him down the street. A little girl, you know, I was only in my robe, whole shop laughed about Miss Jen running down street. In her robe.
Very good.
I laughed as I sat in a fancy chair that sprung around Miss Jen. Did you find a dog? I asked. I sure did. Sugar, she said. And I will never leave chicken on the table again. I hope someday I am a good storyteller like Miss Jen.
Awesome job. You're so good at reading. Very good. Do you want to keep reading or go on?
We're going to take off.
Oh!
Great job!
Gotcha! Okay, well, thank you so much for playing with us today. You can hit as many buzzers as you like. I'll take that off of you. Wonderful!